to the Dr. Peace Show. This is Dr. Randall L. Kendison, a.k.a. Dr. Peace. And I'm here today with a heavy heart. My heart is really grieved over so many things. The tragic loss of over 100,000 people to COVID-19. The loss of life beyond COVID-19 every year that we experience in our nation. But more importantly, the senseless, tragic loss of life, as in the case of George Floyd. The riots are breaking out. Not sure when they'll end. Things have got to change. Brene Brown had something on her Instagram the other day, a little note that says, "The system isn't broken, it's working exactly how it was intended." That's a really true quote. In other words, our system isn't broken, it needs to change. It is continuing to work as it was hundreds of years ago. It still oppresses, it still is prejudiced, there's still racism, there's still favoritism. Nothing will change unless we change. So there's something I use all the time in mediation as a mediator. I help people understand what they need to own. I call, you need to own what you need to own and no more. I say, you don't need to own more than that, but you need to own what you need to own in whatever the conflict is, whatever the problem is, you need to take ownership of that. I thought deeply about that as a white middle-class male in America. I have lived in a world that was created for me, for the white middle-class white American, white privilege. I have never known what it's like not to be white. I didn't know what it was like to be a teenager and get pulled over because of the color of my skin. I didn't know what it was like to have people bully me or make fun of me or ostracize me because of the color of my skin. I didn't experience any of those things. I need to own what I need to own in the sense of complacency, in the sense of just going along, living my life, being caught up with the things of life, and not being intentional. So my friends, if things are going to really change, we have to bring intentionality. We have to bring that game. We have to change intentionally, because it's not going to happen by accident. We're not just going to somehow slide into this new reality. It's going to take work. It's going to take a commitment. It's going to take something from all of us to own what we need to own in order to change what we need to change to become what we want to become. And so what does intentional peace look like? Well, the first part of intentional peace, the foundation of intentional peace, I believe, is making space and creating time for interracial relationships, purposely making relationships, not just acquaintances, with those from another gender, another race, another ethnic group, another language, people who are different from us instead of people who are the same as us. And right now I'm speaking to everyone of every color, of every background, of every nationality. We must seek to understand before being understood. We must seek to talk with people instead of at people. We must understand that every action causes an opposite and equal reaction. We need to talk, dialogue, work together for problems and not work against each other. See, I'm committed and I believe that there are far more Americans who have things in common than things we don't have in common. That the media has positioned us as polar opposites. That politicians wage wars of in their political circles against each other. But the average American, I don't care what color you are. The average American, I believe, has far more common than we have uncommon. That we share more things of life than we do otherwise. And we need to know each other. We need to tell each other stories. I need to know your story, and you need to know my story. And as we tell our stories to one another, we realize our stories are much closer than apart. That we have far more things that we've experienced together than we have not. And those things that we have not, we can learn from. You see, I can learn from your experiences as you tell me your story. I can't be you. I can't even begin to know what you've gone through, but I can seek to understand you. I can seek to understand the injustice. I can seek to understand the prejudice. I can seek to understand the things that are systemic, the things that we might be able to change, the things that we might be able to leverage. And by hearing each other's stories comes power. It makes everyone matter because everybody's stories matter. So the foundation of any change has to be creating space for us to purposely know others who are different from us. Second, intentional peace is about justice. Those who are protesting are calling out, no justice, no peace. And I would agree. There cannot be peace without justice. Because the shalom of peace is about justice, not about injustice. It's not about one group winning and another peace group losing, and that's how you gain peace. That's not peace. That's just winning a war. Peace that's intentional, peace that's grounded in justice, is a sustainable peace. It's a peace worth working for. It's a peace worth fighting for. It's a peace that transcends my individual peace and spills out into the community. And so just as people are spilling out into the cities of America, and they're protesting, and they're saying, we need peace that's based on justice. That's what we need to actually do. We need intentionality around our justice so there can be intentionality around our peace. So what if we got together in groups that were not like us to learn from each other, to tell each other stories, and then not just to listen, but then to do, to decide what it is that we can do, what it is that we can fight, whose voices can we help be heard, so that together we can do something that we cannot do apart. You see, I believe small groups who are intentional, who have heard each other's stories, and who are laser targeted at different aspects of justice can make a profound difference. And in fact, they can make a more profound difference than large systems that cannot be changed easily. But if you have enough people, enough groups, small groups, effective groups, working groups, you'd be surprised what can happen. Just think how a few people have changed the lives of so many. A few people got infected with COVID-19. A few, and it's now a pandemic around the world that cannot be contained. What if we caused a pandemic of justice? What if we caused a pandemic of peace? What if people caught it? What if it was contagious? What if we could change ourselves so we could change the world? It begins with us, and it ends with others. So intentional peace, the foundation is purposely creating space, purposely gaining space in order to build relationships with those who are not like me. The second is to focus on justice and areas that we want to feel like they can be changed. And then we work hard about that change, and we are unrelenting in that change. And then the last part of intentional peace then is the ability to do far more collectively than we can do apart. So what if one small group is linked to another small group of people, linked to another small group of people, linked to another small group of people? And these linked groups of foundational peace, targeted on justice, starts creating a wave of intentional peace in our country. The only way you change homeostasis in a system is you have to have enough pressure on it to change it, to create a new homeostasis, a new resting place. We have not yet created enough pressure within our current system to move to a new system. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream is still a dream. But what if together we worked for something bigger than ourselves? What if we locked arms? What if we intentionally created space, gave time, gave money, gave resources to dream dreams and to build a system where all people are equal, all people are heard, all people have opportunity, all people are one? You say, Randy, you're just an idealist. Yeah, I am. Fully admit it. But I love to dream dreams. And I'm passionate about peace. And I believe that we are a greater nation than what we are right now. I believe we are a greater people than what we're demonstrating right now. I believe within us is the ability to create something beautiful and something amazing that can lead this world to a place it desperately needs. So I'm looking at things that I need to do. I'm convicted about things I need to do. One of the things that I'm committed to do is to train more and more mediators of every race, every ethnicity, every language, to help create more peace. I want to reinvigorate what's called the Genesis Peace Center, in which I do that very thing. Train others that will train others and let it spill out into different ethnic groups within the Portland area and hopefully beyond, to allow mediation to be available to all people, regardless of their race or regardless of their economic class, just to bring more peace in this world. That's just a small thing that I know I can do. But think about what you can do. Think about what we can do together. Never discount what you can do as one person. What you can do in your neighborhood. What you can do at your workplace. What you can do in your family. That together, we are much stronger than apart. My friends, I believe there is far more things holding us together than pulling us apart. So let's choose those things that will bring us together, those common goals, those common values that we hold, that we can build upon, and that we can work to change. Because we must change. We cannot continue going down the road we've gone down for hundreds of years. That road is a dead end. And friends, I think there's better things ahead for us than a dead end. So I challenge you to own what you need to own. Think about intentional peace in your life, what it looks like, creating space for others who are not like you. Have a laser focus on some element of justice that you can make a difference within your small group of people, maybe linked with others that can truly build an influence in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, and in our nation. And together, let's become something much better than what we are right now, because our children deserve it. Thank you. This is Dr. Randall L. Kennison, aka Dr. Peace. And I hope I've inspired us all to be better. Thank you.